Here we are again, the Animal Stories News Team Anchorman. Here's me, your charming and delightful old Uncle Lear. And there's him, in person.
Hi.
Little snot-nosed Tommy. Hi, Tommy.
Hi, Uncle Lear. Hi, everybody.
According to police in Willenhall, England, a horse-drawn cart of scrap drew up behind a motorcyclist at a railroad crossing gate, which was down to allow a train to pass. The horse proceeded to drool on the cyclist. Here's some biker a little time. Sitting there on his big Harley, minding his own business.
Do people have a good time in radio? Well, sometimes for sure. Little Tommy Edwards, welcome to WGN. How are you?
I'm doing well, Steve, but I heard a wild rumor, and I want you to either confirm it or deny it, if you wouldn't mind. I heard that you will not be at the Rock Radio Revisited event next Sunday.
I wish I could. You know that that is the case. So
that, it's true.
That event, yeah, that event begins at 3 o'clock. I get off the air here at 3 o'clock. That event is in Des Plaines at the beautiful Des Plaines Theater. However, I'm downtown, so
what?
It would take me. I know, it's wrong. However, you will be there, and that
I
is
will.
What's, yeah, that's what's most important. Did you ever think that at some point in your career, here's a guy that worked at the Pentagon that would be a radio, sorry, I'm going to say it, a radio legend?
Well, that just didn't work. I mean, that just didn't equate, does it? I mean, Pentagon, top secret clearance, and being on the radio. Yeah,
really?
That just doesn't work, but yeah, it's true.
How did that happen that you were at the Pentagon in the first place, that we trusted Tommy Edwards, little Tommy, with our international secrets, and then you do everything you do in radio that we know about, and I want to talk about some things that people don't know about in a moment, but how did that happen?
Well, I mean, I joined the Navy. I mean, this is during Vietnam, and my brother had already joined, so he was in crash crew at Patuxent River Naval Air Station. He was the one putting out fires of a plane crashed and everything. And then I joined, and the Navy decided that I would be working in the Pentagon. And I didn't, you know, that wasn't planned or anything. And so I showed up one day at the Pentagon, and they said, okay, you've already got a secret clearance, but you have to go up to an office and work for about a month and a half until we get your top secret crypto CoFRAM clearance. And I just kind of looked at him and went, say what?
What?
And anyway, so that happened, and then eventually all that big top secret thing came through, and I would do that during the day, and I'd go on a radio at night and play rock and roll.
Well, you know, you know that this is true, Tommy. I grew up listening to you, and you do have stories from behind the mic. Those words mean something?
Oh, yeah. There are so many stories behind the mic. That's true.
Well, and that's the name of a book that's still available. I grew up listening to you, Stories from Behind the Mic. You wrote this book. You tell backstage stories. I'm not going to tell a backstage story. I'm just going to talk about something that people may not know about. So we know about the Tommy Edwards that we all listen to, not only with Larry Lujack, but one of the smoothest midday personalities at some radio stations, several, that I've ever listened to. But moreover, one of the great radio programmers. And in radio, if you're in radio, you know that's the case. But you were also in management and behind the scenes kind of crafting. So some of what we take for granted that we enjoyed so much on the radio, including some of the individual personalities who you hired, that is a result of you.
Yeah, you know, it's something I always wanted to do when I was in radio in Washington, D.C., and then I went to New York for several years, and that's when I got the bug. I kept thinking, you know, I've got some ideas, but I'm not going to be able to do it unless I really get to be a program director. So eventually that happened at WLS, and I was able to do some ideas that I had been wanting to do. There was, you know, I know we're going to get into this on Sunday at the event. But Chicago was in the early stages of FM radio, starting to get into the ratings of AM rock and roll radio stations. And I thought, we've got to slow this down, because it happened in New York when I was there. But we've got to slow this down. So that's why I hired great talent like Bob Surratt from FM, Yvonne Daniels from FM, Steve King from FM. and Jim Smith, the legendary music director. And I thought, those bringing those guys into WLS, and they just went crazy. They were great. And that slowed the FM penetration in Chicago for some time.
There was one name you haven't mentioned, and that is Larry Lujack. We all know you from Animal Stories. Do the brief. I know you've told the story 4,700,000 times, but do the brief as to how all of that began.
Well, and first of all, when I met Larry Lujack, he was on the last week or two of working at WLS before he went over to WCFL. And so I just met him, and it was one of these, "Hi, Larry, I'm Tommy Edwards." And he said, "I don't shake hands from anybody from New York." And I went, "Oh, okay, okay, fine." So that was that. And then when I was program director, I had a couple of meetings with him because we wanted to bring him back to WLS. And eventually we did bring him back to WLS. But it was the Animal Story thing was really starting because I followed him on the air. And I would go into the studio during his last half hour, and I would be going through a big, giant, loose-leaf binder picking what oldies I wanted to play that day. And he would be doing so many live commercials, and he would look over at me, and so I just turned on the mic and started talking to him and asking him dumb questions. And from that, Animal Stories started.
And boy, oh boy, I mean, that's one of the, in America, not only Chicago, one of the legendary radio bits of all time. Do you have a mentor or someone you looked up to?
Oh, yeah. And first of all, I had a great admiration for Lujack when I was working with him and when he was on the competition. I mean, I listened to him there, and I just thought, God, this guy is so good. But when I was growing up in Topeka, Kansas, and trying to get on the radio, there was a fella who was already on television and on radio, and he used the name Tony Curtis. And his line on the radio would be, "Hi, everybody, I'm Tony Curtis, spelled with a K if we may, K for Curtis, Curtis for K-Top." That was the station, KTOP, K-Top.
Yeah, yeah.
But his real name was Bill Curtis, and he was going to law school there in Topeka at Washburn University, and eventually he went on to television, CBS television, was there in Chicago for so many years with Walter Jacobson.
Wow.
And, you know, just a giant of the television community, but I remember him when he was a DJ.
I had no idea he was even a DJ. And those are the kind of stories you will hear as you and so many other legends are all going to be at, brought to you by ChevyDriveChicago.com and WGN Radio, the Museum of Broadcasting Communications as well, on Sunday, August 14th, a week from today, the Desplaines Theater. I'm not going to be there, but you really don't care, because look who's going to be there.
I do.
John Landecker, who will be with us in just a little bit. Connie Sarazen, who will be with us in a little bit. Bob Stroud. Deanna Williams will be there as well as some other legends, including Cousin Brucey. And if you know radio, he may not be Chicago radio, but he's radio. And so many others. Tommy, I wish our time... I'll tell you one thing. Lujack once gave me this advice that I still remember to this day. From when I was an intern at that WLS radio place you mentioned, he said, "It's not what you say on the radio so much as how you say it." And that pause I just made on purpose. You know, you learn in broadcasting school, you don't ever do that. There's no dead air allowed. He did it all the time for effect, correct?
Exactly. That was his shtick, and he was so real when he did that.
Yeah, I mean, and he wasn't talking to you. He was talking with you. You did that, too. I mean, the greats in radio had that ability. It was a conversation that you were having by listening in your car, in your kitchen, in your bedroom. It didn't matter. It was a conversation you were having with a performer such as Tommy Edwards, one of the greats in radio. I am sorry I can't be there, but this is going to be a great event, all moderated by our own Wendy Snyder. Thank you, Tommy.
And I think there are still some tickets available. Am I right?
Yes, sir. Thank you for helping me along. It's museum.tv. If you want those tickets, yes. And we're going to be talking to the producer of this very event where we can give more information all about that. Museum.tv.
All right.
Tommy Edwards, my pleasure, you know it, to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.